Hi, welcome to the quick Open Canvas Method overview. My name is Raymond Lutz. I am a computer and electrical engineer with background in the document imaging industry. Find out more about myself and the method at citizensoversight.org. Now I want to take a look at this block diagram, which is what we're going to be reviewing in this presentation. First of all, the Open Canvas method is a way to get around most of the hacking and problems that we have that are still exist in our election process. In the first green box, we have a chain of custody secured process. This means we have to keep track of everything, all of the ballots, and make sure that we don't lose them, make sure they don't get duplicated or stuffed into the, we don't get any stuffing. So this has to be a chain of custody secured process. The first box is in the polling place. The voter completes a durable paper ballot, and when completed, insert those into a ballot box on their own. That ballot box can be will likely be a cardboard box that can be taped shut. At the end of the day, the polling place workers would insert all of their log sheets documenting the ballots that were handed out and to whom, and all of the completed, soiled, etc. So we want to keep that all into that box. Then in the next blue box, what happens there is all of the ballot boxes are retrieved from the field and they're brought to a single office location, which is secured and probably under watchful eye of cameras. And after incoming inspection and taking the ballots out and perhaps grouping them by precinct, we run them through a high-speed image scanner. And this is operated by a highly trained set of workers. And their job is to create a complete set of digital images representing the front and back of all of the ballots in the election. These are run through a high-speed image scanner, much like the one shown here in the diagram, although there's no reason that particular type would have to be used. They generally have a fairly large input capacity for the originals, either 500 or 1,000 sheets, and then they scan both sides of the ballot at between 100 and 200 ballots per minute, creating digital images. We expect these to be black and white images, at least perhaps 200 dots per inch, and compressed utilizing popular image compression techniques onto some form of media, such as the optical media that you see here. We prefer optical media such that they can't be changed or manipulated later, and this election record becomes the final output from this first team. And the first team does no counting of any ballots or any votes at all. Their job is just to create an accurate image representation of the entire set of ballots. In San Diego County, we would be expecting about 1.5 million ballots, and we would have a stack of data DVDs of about 32 data DVDs, about 150 gigabytes. If we used a Blu-ray disc, it would be one Blu-ray disc, or perhaps people could bring in a hard disk and just have everything transferred over to the hard disk, which are easy to buy these days. Now, at the end of that process, we hand off that information to the registrar voters, other people, and the public. Anyone who wants to buy that can come in and purchase it or get it. Perhaps it's even uploaded on the internet. In the lower section, we have multiple independent teams, including the registrar voters and any parties such as Democrat, Republicans, Libertarians, etc., and any oversight groups that would like to be involved. They would then get the full set of the ballot images and utilize any method they'd like to, such as proprietary software or off-the-shelf software, or even by hand, look through all of the images and determine what the vote is. If you'd like to do counting the ballots by hand, that's fine. But there is recognition software, and it's fine to use proprietary and closed source software at this stage. That software can be purchased at anywhere from $399 on up. It's not that expensive. And then the darkened little bubbles are recognized, and we create a table. And you can see a representation of that table here, where there a ballot, each ballot has a sequence number, which is given to it when it is first imaged, and that's the same name as the file. And each one of those ballots would then have either bubbles darkened or not. And there would be a one where the bubbles darkened and not. You can see the fourth ballot down has several duplicate overvoting here where somebody voted four times. And of course that one would eventually be thrown out. But at this stage, we just want to capture exactly which bubbles are darkened. The hash, the last column says hash, and that is actually a signature of the image file, basically a compressed representation as one number, and these numbers are rarely the same. Even if you scan the same ballot twice, you will likely not get the same and compress it. You will get some difference there, and you will get some different number. So these images will likely all have different numbers, although there's some chance that the number will be the same. What that does, though, is it makes it very, very difficult to change the image and basically stuff the ballot box with duplicate images or to take an image and change it. Now, these different groups, these independent teams, each generate their own table listing all of the ballots and the vote on each one. Then those ballot tables are compared under public review and the discrepancies are settled, and in the end the final official canvas is generated from that process. The likely way this would happen is that the registrar of voters would have their master list, and then anyone could compare with that and see if they had any discrepancies they'd like to bring up to the registrar, and if they do, then they could take a look at them, and hopefully those teams would take a look at the ballot images first and verify, hopefully, that the registrar of voters is doing the right thing. But if there is something wrong with the way the registrar of voters does it, then those should be brought up and the discrepancies settled under public review. The final official canvas is completely open. There is no central tabulator black box where things can be done, unscrupulous elections officials can change things. Now, there is one enhancement to this we'd like to also see, which improves the chain of custody, and that is to imprint on the ballots that same sequence number, the ballot number, and that sequence and ballot number becomes part of the physical document, and it becomes visible in the image as well. That way, it's very difficult to stuff the ballot box and digitally stuff it, and also that would make it such that you could go back to the original ballot and take a look at it if you'd like to. One other note is that on the ballot you have to be able to discern which precinct it's for. In a large county like San Diego County, there are many overlapping districts with unusual overlap, and so you end up with a vast number of different ballot types, some including this water board and that council, etc. And so I believe in San Diego you have some 800 different ballot types in these elections where you include a lot of these different districts. So those would have to be understood such that the vote recognition software could understand how to extract the vote off of each different type of ballot. There are improvements that could be made in that regard, such that it's less work for the independent groups to extract the vote from the different types of ballots by reorganizing that information a bit more. And that all of this is covered in more detail at citizensoversight.org. You can watch the longer version, or you can watch a video, which is a longer presentation at that location. Thank you very, very much. Again, my name is Raymond Lutz, and I'd appreciate any comments or suggestions that you have. Bye-bye.